because I want to keep it up. And I've come to the conclusion that I probably won't keep it up as fast as I ran at one time, but I can keep it up. And the thing is within our spiritual realm, you know, have you ever noticed that sometimes you will get into a groove and you'll be going real steady spiritually? Real steady? And then all of a sudden, Steady Eddie loses his steady. And begins to stumble and bumble. You know? Well, we got to recover. And we got to get back in the habit again. We got to get into the important things. You see, if we believe that we have the blessing, then we should want to do anything and everything that we can to get into that place of the blessing. Last weekend, there were Easter egg hunts, and it wasn't real warm out, but I understand a lot of kids were down hunting Easter eggs at the park. They got there, and they did that. Okay? For eggs. I like eggs. But I mean, it was a huge reward. Okay? And yet, people, a lot of times, even Christians, won't put any effort at all into the gospel. And this ought not to be. Or people might put a little effort into the gospel, and they will absolutely negate any effort they put into it within the first 5 minutes of being away from the gospel. Walk out the door and have the preacher for lunch. Lock out the door and have somebody else that was in church for lunch. Drive down the street and have somebody from another church for lunch. And everything that was put into it, the worship, the praise, the word, and everything that was building us up in our spirit, we just dump it. And then wonder why we feel like we're in the desert, and then when we're in the desert, all we can see is the sand, and imagine that there's no water, and imagine that there's nothing for us, and then, hallelujah, line upon line, precept upon precept, it's God's fault. I don't know why God led me here, but He did. Well, you see, we're smarter than that now. Because we understand that if we got there, even if God led us there, hallelujah, we're looking for the cactus. We're looking for the stream. We're looking for the treasure. We're looking for the thing that God has there, because God's got something everywhere. And we're expecting the blessing. We're expecting the fullness of God. We're expecting the table that's been prepared for us in the presence of our enemies. We're expecting the cup running over. We're expecting the anointing of the Lord. We're expecting the goodness and mercy of God, the blessing of the Lord. Surely His goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He didn't leave you. And so as we're listening and as we're going, we're looking and we're expecting. Battery's dead. Here we go. Do as the servant of the prophet did and see beyond the enemy that is against you and see the heavenly hosts that are around you. Expect God's blessing no matter where you are, as long as you put yourself in the place for the blessing. But you've got to put yourself in the place for the blessing. We have to put ourselves there. The spot. Remember, get into the right spot. See, when we recognize that it's there, then we want to get there. But if we don't believe that it's there, we don't put any effort to get there. We don't expect it to be there. And so then our words become just that, words. We say things, but we don't believe them. We say them because they're the things to say, but we know in our hearts we haven't put any effort in to get into the spot. And when